Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Besides our number, is that the most memorable number out there?
Oh, it really is. And at what age do your kids start to realize, like, that is a song and they don't buy it anymore? Because how many times have you told your kids when they ask for a phone number, you say 867-5309? Yeah. My wife's name is Jen. I tried to get her to get that phone number.
There was always stories about people that ended up having that number with different area codes,
sure,
or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
Which would be really annoying.
You have, like, different bleeps in different area codes.
You'd be like, go ahead and change that. You know what I mean? Whew.
Not you if just, your name is Jen, you go with that number,
just,
right?
They just, no, because your phone would be ringing all the time.
Every
time they would
Jenny
come on
there.
A classic classic rock station or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's some dopes dialing the number and middle of the night in New Hampshire somewhere and your phone's ringing. Like, come on.
Come on now,
that'd
Jenny. Answer the phone.
That'd be
you
awful.
Know she's from the block, right? 867-5309, baby.
All come up as spam risks or not. Or
yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably
people
so.
Listening to the radio, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
913-576-7610, the text line number for you today.
That is our number, yes.
You can weigh in on any topic throughout the day today. It is a Thursday edition. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Brian Williams, B-Dub, our producer slash musical director today.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing better that can kick off meaningless practice like a terrific catch.
I tell you what, Josh, yesterday.
There's nothing better than the hype of a practice reception to get our juices going.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's even better when it's a guy that you don't draft, but it's a guy that you have signed as an undrafted free agent, and all of the draft dorks, if you will, that are down there in their mom's basement figuring things out, they have pointed to this guy and said this guy was going to be good. Takes on a whole new level because right now, ladies and gentlemen, the guy who made that play yesterday, Justin Ross, the wide receiver from Clemson.
He's made a catch.
He's made a catch.
One hand.
But he's also the leader in the clubhouse for training camp favorite this year. There's no reason to look anywhere else of who's going to be the guy that you didn't know that became the training camp favorite. Every year, you know, you have that guy. Every year you go through it and you have that training camp favorite, whether it's, you know, J.J. Moses or Dante Hall or whoever the case may be. You've got that training camp favorite every single year where people leave practice and they go, oh, my God, this guy needs to make the
Jody
roster.
Jody Fortson,
right? And a lot of the times you never hear from that guy again. But I feel bad for everybody else that's going to be
making. Who's Dwayne Bowe's cousin?
Wayne Bowe.
No. That's his brother.
Oh. Lane Bowe?
No, the one that was in Hard Knocks.
Oh, Rainbow.
That would be awesome. Dwayne as a kid names it Rain.
Rain.
You know, you know who I'm talking about.
I do, yes. I can't
Bobby
remember.
Scipio.
Bobby Scipio.
Yeah.
That's it, yes.
Yeah, you have that guy every single year.
Yes.
Now, Justin Ross has some upside. I'm pumped the brakes on him, but
Justin Ross had his back fused twice. That's why I'm pumping the brakes on him.
Well,
you know?
And there's no contact you're catching against air, but he made a one-handed grab that even Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are raving about.
That now adds to the legend, right?
That adds to the lore.
Yeah, it does.
And so we're day one into phase three or whatever it was yesterday.
Right.
So we started OTA work and a four-second video
right.
that the Chiefs sent out did exactly what you should
yep.
in a video. Unlike the Dolphins. Who sent out the underthrown slow-motion pass. All you have is a one-handed point of the football low grab by Justin Ross, and now it's infamy.
Yeah, it is. It is legend. So you had the exact same thought I did yesterday. Was like, that's what the Dolphins should have tweeted out. If they wanted to make Tua look good, they should have tweeted out something that made Tua look good, not a fair catch by Tyreek Hill on a deep ball. That Justin Ross pass yesterday, that reception by him. And I looked at it a few times. It looked like he got both feet down. The video starts just a hair late where you look to see if that back foot was down when he originally caught the ball, because if you move it forward, the left foot looked like it was in, but I don't know if he got another one in, but I can't tell if the right foot was in before the video started. You know, it was a little convoluted there, but anyway, it was still an amazing, it looked like there was like a magnet in that ball that went right to his hand. And then Travis Kelce talks about it, then Patrick Mahomes talks about it, and now all of a sudden we've got the lore of Justin Ross that made a catch in a closed session yesterday, because there was no media allowed yesterday. I think Thursday is media day.
He made it
there.
You're saying he made a grab on a pass.
That's right.
In front of no one.
In front of no one.
With no defense?
No defense.
Dude's a superstar.
Superstar, baby. Superstar. But he is a kid that does have the talent, and that's the thing. I mean, if this guy didn't have a bad back and have a bacchiotomy, he would be a guy that I think was probably destined to be a first-round pick, especially after his freshman year. I think after his freshman year, he was one of those guys that if he could be drafted today type of thing, he would have been a first-round pick. And that's why, you know, you want to get the NILs going in the right direction and making money for all these kids, because now Justin Ross went from a guy who was a potential first-round draft pick after his freshman year, who's trying to make a roster now because of injuries that were suffered along the way. If he would have been able to cash in after that national championship game after his freshman year, that dude would have been Scrooge McDuckin' it all over the place, right? I mean, he would have been rolling in the cash if he was able to cash in. And that's why the NIL is a good thing for college sports. When you hear people out here complaining about it, well, let me rephrase that, 65-year-old white dudes that coach and athletic directors at universities complaining about the NIL, you look at the flip side and you see a guy like Justin Ross, who had everything to gain and all kinds of money to make from this NIL deal, and it wasn't around when he was in college, and now he's just trying to make a roster. He would have cashed in and been able to really put away a nice chunk of change for a nest egg had that been in place when he was a freshman in college, and it wasn't. And now he suffered the back injury, which is a scary damn thing, Josh. I mean, how many times you've had, you know, two fusions to your back where your vertebrae is getting fused together? I don't know.
And then get hit.
And then get hit. And try to play in the NFL. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's a long
shot.
And
so, yeah, 100% rooting for this kid. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt in my mind, I want him to make the roster and I want him to have that opportunity, because, quite honestly, he deserves it for all he's been through. And if he continues to make catches like that, going to be hard to keep him on the roster. And people are going to say, Tyreek, who?
let's not anoint this kid as the Tyreek Hill replacement just yet.
No,
all. But,
you know.
But hey, I said yesterday I felt good about the wide receiver core, and hey, if you get guys you didn't expect to be in the mix that are somehow in the mix, and you've elevated your depth as well, that's a good thing. I mean, this guy screams practice squad to me, but
for now, yeah, sure.
Unless his medical's clear, and you know his head coach had said that only four teams had cleared him medically. Mm-hmm. And so the Chiefs, who I think do a really good job with their medical staff of doing that, if they find a way to Mr. Miyagi on it.
Yeah.
And remember Trey Smith had, and he was starting game one.
Yeah,
you know, that seemed to be out of nowhere too. There were teams that passed on him because of the medicals, and she's like, yeah, that's fine, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. And there was never ever a hiccup.
Never.
So they have a nice history, I think, of the medical aspect of it. And if this guy can showcase his talent and be able to take, the physical punishment of it, We'll see, because he seems to be kind of a freaky athlete. So yeah, that's cool.
And I got to give a tip of the cap to Rob Almarino and the guys at 65 Toss Power Trap, because not only did they tweet that video out yesterday, there was also another one of Juju Smith-Schuster making a nice catch yesterday. That's the Chiefs ultimately having the pulse of what the city thinks, and what the city is wondering about is, how are we going to replace Tyreek Hill? Whether or not it's going to be one person, we all know it's not going to be one person, but they put enough video evidence out there yesterday of, like, look at the wide receivers, look at the pass catchers. They did a really nice job with that yesterday, and they really elevated the lure, if you will.
Build the hype train,
what,
man.
We have, and the hype train is going in full steam on a Wednesday in May on a catch on the sidelines in shorts and t-shirts against no defense, and we're all fired up because it was an amazing catch, and he's got his team fired up too.
I mean, cool, man.
Cool.
I think the quarterbacks should do a better job putting on the numbers, but whatever.
Yeah, the quarterback, man. I'll tell you what, both balls that he threw that they highlighted were not good passes by Patrick Mahomes.
His wide receivers bailed him out.
He ought to be focusing on football and not golf so much. I kid.
He better,
kid.
Yeah, he better get after
it. He better get in the playbook.
So from that to a baseball game that Fesco's watching baseball still, just for the record.
Well, I'm watching, you know, what I consider to be, could be a potentially fun environment and atmosphere. Yankee Stadium is always a good atmosphere, right? No matter who they're playing.
And so, but it's really loud. Is that what's going on yesterday?
That was the thing yesterday. Baseball has an image problem, and the problem is there are announcers. Most of the announcers in baseball are too old, and they're not doing good things for the game of baseball right now. And we talked about this, a couple of years ago with the Pirates announcers, like falling asleep during a spring training game. So I've got the Orioles game on, and they're playing the Yankees, and I've got the Orioles broadcast on. Jim Palmer and some other guy. And the one thing that I like about the Orioles right now is that they may be a bad baseball team, but they're not void of fun on their team right now. Like, they've got the big home run necklace with the big, like, Uncle Anthony, you know, medallion that's hanging on it, and they're passing that thing around when somebody hits a home run. And they're, you know what? They know they're not a good team, but at least they're trying to have fun, and they're young. I don't think the Royals are having much fun right now, and that's a major problem. Get some of the young kids up there, let them have some fun, right? So I'm watching this game last night. About the sixth inning rolls around, and, you know, the old announcers are opining on the screen. I'll tell you what there, Sonny. Before the game, it was very loud in here. They got a DJ playing music, was so loud.
Did they say DJ, too?
Yeah. Disc jockey, I tell you. They got this disc jockey playing music. And so they were opining about how it was too loud before the game because they got a pregame DJ. Well, it just so happens that the DJ is friends with Giancarlo Stanton, so you know why he's in here. I'm going to tell you something right now. If baseball wants to move forward, they don't need octogenarians broadcasting their games that are out of touch with what people want in the game. They want fun. And the Royals have a pregame DJ, DJ Hyden, the best in the business. You're not going to find one better. He's out there playing before the game, during the game. You want to have a form of entertainment. They then went on to say, about an inning later, you hear the noise in here right now. They're doing the wave. And they were complaining about that. Like, that right there is baseball's biggest problem, Josh, in a nutshell, is the front door to your sport that people are consuming are guys that are out of touch with what the young crowd wants. Nobody that is young anymore wants to go to a baseball game and just sit there for nine innings. They want to do other things at the ballpark. And I told you I got fed an ad today for the Royals asking about this Pepsi porch, all you can eat, all you can drink type of seats. And you go, that's a really good idea. And I agree with you. People want that kind of stuff. You sit in your seat for a couple of innings, you wander around, you check out some of the different areas that they had. You know, we were in Miami over the weekend. They had a club in left field. They're serving drinks that were smoking and glasses with skulls and fire. I'm like, that's entertainment. That's what people want when they go to a baseball game now. They need to be entertained. And to have your announcers complaining that it's too loud at the stadium is a horrible look for Major League Baseball. And you're never going to advance the sport when you got Grandpa and Grandpa 2 sitting in the booth telling you it's too loud at the ballpark. What a major fail by the Orioles.
Loud noises.
I can't stand it. It's so loud in here. The kids are waving these foam fingers.
We need to bring them in for Kids Day at the K and see those guys freak out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There were kids screaming before the game, and there was soap everywhere.
There are screaming children and volcanoes.
Yeah. You got to have fun. Your announcers have to embrace the youth. They have to embrace what kids want, what the young generation wants. And it's not nine innings of sitting in your seat like you're at church. That's just not baseball anymore. And if people continue to try to make that baseball, baseball's going to fall flat on its face. You got to change the front door. Paint that thing up. Let's go. Youth movement, baby.
The seemingly forgotten Juan Thornhill is getting a little love. We'll discuss next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 to hear from Royals skipper Mike Matheny on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Com. Check it out on the front page or head to the contest page for all the details. We want to go to the game with you. You can win tickets to go see Royals and Jays on June the 8th, courtesy of Boulevard. All you have to do is go to one of the participating locations, find the Boulevard Wheat sign, scan the QR code, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets. Come sit with us at the game. Everyone from 610 Sports Radio, we're going to sit in a section and hang out for Royals and Jays on Wednesday, June the 8th. Get all the details at 610sports.com. Participating locations include Westport Ale House, the High Dive Lounge, The Other Place, Talk of the Town, Go There, and other places. Again, the full list at 610sports.com. Look for the Boulevard Wheat sign. Scan the QR code. You have until the 31st to get entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets. Must be 21 to enter, but we hope to see you at the game. Boulevard, unfiltered wheat, fresh look, same great taste. I kind of feel like he's been one of the forgotten guys, because last year, remember, he was in the doghouse, I guess, and we were all wondering why he wasn't playing more. Then he suddenly was then playing more again, and seemingly he was in and it was fine. And
like,
we
it's
moved
that
on,
injury thing, you right? know, Josh. I mean, you get the injury, you recover from the injury, then you have to trust that the knee and the whatever injury it is, obviously, is going to be healed. And I think there's a little bit of that with everybody that comes back, especially with the Achilles, especially with an ACL. They always say the hardest part of getting back is being mentally able to trust that that knee or that Achilles is going to be there for you and not give out again. Now, it may, but you still have to get to the point where you trust your knee and you trust your Achilles or whatever injury you've had that it's going to be okay. And once you get past that part, then you can get truly back and playing.
So you
like
think it's
superstar.
More injury than anything else?
Yeah, I do. I do. Just because of past experiences. I mean, we've heard it from DJ and Mike DeVito and Eric Berry and, you know, anybody that you talk to really around the game. Coaches will say that as well. It's not so much getting back from the injury. It's getting back mentally from the injury. And I think that's where Juan Thornhill was. He had to mentally get back and trust that it was going to be okay again. That's hard to do.
I thought maybe it was Dan Sorensen love too. I don't know. But once he got in, he was fine. Like off and running, it was fine. We had no problems again, right?
Yep.
So NFL.com wrote a piece, the most underappreciated players on each team, and they listed Juan Thornhill as the most underappreciated, pointing out he had a career high in tackles last year.
Did you know that?
No, I did not. Mm-mm. I did not. Career high in tackles last year. It says it wasn't just about more playing time, but also understanding and being able to fully execute defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo's scheme. Mm-hmm. Something called computer vision.
This is the lead.
This is where it gets really nerdy. Something called computer vision shows that when Thornhill's hips are facing the right direction at the time a ball arrives into his coverage area,
you can't even get through this.
Opposing passers experience a decrease in passer rating of 35.5.
There you go, baby.
So if he's looking you square in the eye, forget about it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all in the hips. Gotta have fluid hips.
Gotta have fluid hips,
and
man.
Pointing the right direction. Yes, so when the ball's coming.
What is computer vision?
It.
Is that a company? Is that something
don't
that was
know.
Just made up?
Or
is
I
that,
don't
you know,
know.
I don't know either. I'd like to know more about computer
I
vision,
don't,
quite honestly.
I don't know. Is that like ColecoVision? I have
it,
no
it,
idea.
It is, yes.
So computer vision shows when his hips are facing the right direction when the ball arrives. So apparently he's had misplaced hips.
Yeah, well.
But if the hips are turned and it's right and boom, the ball's right there, forget it.
Ain't no truth. His hips don't lie. I'll tell you what, if they're not in the
right spot. Quarterbacks are not completing squat. The more Thornhill learns, the worse the opportunities will be for opposing passers. That's a great write-up, by the way.
It is.
That's a really good write-up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So one of the more underappreciated Chiefs would be Juan Thornhill. Like, I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I feel like that we were curious as to why he wasn't playing, and then suddenly, when he was playing, you were fine with it.
Sure.
There wasn't really any issue after that.
Everybody
was
happy,
like, okay,
right?
Fine. Juan Thornhill goes and does his job. He's not very flashy. That's part of it, too. I think he just kind of goes and goes about his business, so that's good. So, other underappreciateds on this team. Who else would you, if not Juan Thornhill, would you have listed?
Well, I think for me, and it's going to be this way all season long, is going to be Mecole Hardman. I think Mecole Hardman is in that category, Josh, right now, that no matter what he does this year, it won't be enough for the vocal minority fans. They are always going to be saying, he's not Tyreek Hill, and we took him over DK Metcalf. And I think from that standpoint alone, Mecole Hardman is always going to be fighting an uphill battle with a certain group of the fan base, because no matter what he does, people are going to say he's not Hill and he's not DK Metcalf. I think Mecole Hardman's going to have a really nice season this year. I think he's going to be the one, as we've talked about in the past, that's going to surprise and it's going to wow. But there's always people that no matter what you do and no matter how good you are, they're never going to accept you and they're never going to get on board. So that's why I think Mecole Hardman, for me, is kind of the most underappreciated guy that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to have this year. And it's going to continue through the season. If Juan Thornhill goes out there and plays well, everybody will start appreciating him. But Mecole Hardman is always going to be measured against DK Metcalf and Tyreek Hill, and that's not fair to the player.
I think my guy's Joe Tooney.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I think if you really thought you had issues at right tackle, I'd just go ahead and move Tooney.
Who would you put at guard then?
Who cares?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I could fill in, like, give me the tackles. Mm-hmm. You could plug the gaps with the guard. I'm not saying guards are garbage, but I feel like you could have more options there. If you have quite, like, you can put Tooney anywhere.
You say that, Trey Smith will come in here, throw you across
I know,
the room.
I know.
Okay, I'll get that.
I'm just saying I'm a little less concerned about the interior. If Tooney can play anywhere. You can put him anywhere on that line. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be just terrific.
It's funny you say that because you and the quarterback are on the same wavelength yesterday. There was a tweet sent out by Semi-Pro Football Out of Focus that listed the three best guards or whatever it was in the NFL, and Tooney wasn't on the list. Chris Long tweeted it, and it was a Family Guy cartoon of like Quagmire looking through the window, and he goes, "I don't see Joe Tooney on this list." And the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, retweeted that because he probably feels the same way as well. Joe Tooney is the most understated guy on this team. He is the guy that we all take for granted. And that's a good thing, though. That is a good thing, right? If you're an offensive lineman and nobody knows who you are and nobody talks about you, that's a really, really, really good thing. But he needs to get some recognition because this guy is spectacular. He is an unbelievable guard that just wants to come in here and do what's best for the team.
Just want to, you know, do what I can to help the team. Just pumped to be part of this organization and start, you know, start the process and do what I can to help this team. And just really excited to be here.
You know, support the team.
Like I said, I just want to come in and help contribute whatever I can and try and help the team. Like I said, you know, I just want to help the team whatever I can in any capacity. And
got to support the team.
I just want to keep working, keep trying to improve and just try and contribute as much as I can to the team and do everything I can. Just want to come in and just work hard every day and, you know, try and show the guys that that I can contribute and I can help the team. And just want to come in and help and do what I can and, you know, put my head down and work.
Well, you got to support your team.
So there it is. Joe Tooney, he'll do anything. So if you want to bounce him out to right tackle, Josh, he's all in. He said it right there.
Yeah. I think he's just really good. You can put him on any spot in the line. I legitimately put him on any spot in the line.
Yeah.
He was fine when he had to go out to tackle last season. And he's like super understated. And again, just goes and kind of wrecks people and doesn't really.
He'll never get love. He just won't. But you know what? At the end of the day, he just looks at his direct deposit. And he's feeling good about himself.
The football people. Already have noticed him. That's why he got that big contract.
80 million reasons why.
He's really, really solid.
Yep.
The NFL shouldn't be making this big mistake. We'll tell you what next.
The home for Legend Bob.
Legend Bob, he's an expert on rubbing balls.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. Your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's just around the corner, 6-10 day, Friday, June the 10th. You're going to have an opportunity to win Diamond Club tickets.
Ooh.
Autographed Chiefs items.
Nice.
Giveaways every hour during the day for 6-10 day. And guess what? We're mixing it up again. Different hosts, different producers, different time slots. We don't know when we're going to be working. The draft is going to be a few days earlier on the 7th, June 7th. Tuesday, June 7th at 10 a.m. during Cody and Gold, we're going to have the draft of who's working with who. Last year, I worked with Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were with Alex.
No, I was with Binkley last year.
Binkley last year. That's right.
Binkley last year. First time I ever did a show with Binkley. Probably the lab. No, I kid.
So, Cody butted in line during our show. And
of course.
Mm-hmm.
We did, I think, afternoons that day. So we don't know when we're working or who we're working with.
No clue.
But the mix-up is happening 6-10 day, Friday, June the 10th.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I like this day a lot. I think it's really, really cool to work with somebody different in a different time slot and show the rest of the city that we are as good in the afternoon or middays as we are in the morning. Preferred almost 3-1.
There you go. But also, one of the things that we all genuinely liked. You know what I mean?
Like, right,
It's backed by our popular demand.
Yeah, because I don't think Steven was going to do it this year because he takes everything that's good and gets rid of it.
Yeah,
right?
Like shout it out?
Like shout it out?
Right.
Yeah.
All of us were like, are we going to do that again? He's like, yeah, I think we could if you guys want to do it. And we're like, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
So.
I got something coming up at 7:50, though, that we're going to do instead of shout it out moving forward until he brings shout it out
back.
Wow.
And
he's not going to like it. And I don't think the listener's going to care
the
much for it either.
Will be thrown
down. And quite honestly, I don't care much for it. But we'll tell you what that is coming up at 7:50. If we don't get shouted out back.
The Deshaun Watson news this week made me revisit the fact that he somehow received the best NFL contract ever.
Ever.
I can't.
Ever, ever, ever.
I can't do the math on that. I can't equate how one.
Let me stop
led
you real fast before just, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line starts saying Mahomes' contract is better. This is all guaranteed money for Deshaun Watson.
You know,
Patrick
Mahomes
is not all guaranteed.
I mean, Patrick's going to get it all. It's going to be fine. He's going to have a huge contract.
I don't think he is because they're going to tear it up and give
him
a
that's right. He'll end up getting more, actually.
Yeah, he'll get more.
But he got an unprecedented contract, which, considering what he's still facing, is baffling to
me. It's baffling. Like, of all people to give a guaranteed $270 million contract to, Deshaun Watson, at no sense of the imagination, makes the radar on this
one. Guaranteed money.
Right.
Guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
If the players aren't collectively fighting for this, you know, with their weak union that doesn't ever seem to win anything.
It's a weak-ass Chad Pennington.
Why in the heck would a team do this?
It's stupid, right? Dumb. Well, because number one, you just answered your own question. It's the Cleveland Browns. And like it or not, there was a bidding war for the creeper, right? There was a bidding war. So the Cleveland Browns had to say, we'll guarantee you the money in order to get you here. We vetted him more than anybody else, and we decided that he's worth $270 million of guaranteed dollars.
The HBO Real Sports documented again that the talking head saying there were 13 teams that were bidding for his services.
Right.
But it's a huge advantage to the teams not to do guarantee contracts.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, baseball.
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry gets a guaranteed contract.
Totally jealous. Like, you don't have to guarantee your contracts? That sounds wonderful.
You mean the owners in baseball?
Yes.
Yeah. The players in baseball are going,
the greatest.
Ah, sucker!
If you're a player, it's the greatest. Ha, ha, ha. I can't believe you'd go down the path with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not been collectively bargained for. So why?
Yeah, why would you do it?
I'm normally on the player's side.
Like,
get as much money as you can, do all those things, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'm not begrudging the player, Josh, at all.
No, I said I'm normally on the player's side on these things. Get all your money. Get all your money. Get all your money. In terms of, like, a philosophy, though, if I'm a team, this is the philosophy I want. I can get away from you just about any time.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few contracts that are completely handcuffing you. This one could handcuff you.
Kill
now
you.
It's maybe does have some getaways throughout it, but
like if you're jailed or something.
Yeah,
I mean, what could be the only
getaway? Could be the only getaway from it.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense, and the NFL should not be going down this road.
No, I don't think they should either. I think if the NFL
as a league,
players
should want it to go there.
Players should fight their ass off.
This guy got guaranteed money. Well, what about me?
Right.
But the NFL shouldn't go down this road at all.
No, I think if the NFL as owners decide to go down this road, it would be the worst thing that the NFL could do. I wouldn't guarantee a contract to one single player. Not even Patrick Mahomes. I wouldn't guarantee a contract to, because you don't know what's going to happen. And for all those years that Carl Peterson used to talk about cash versus cap, you got to have the cash on hand to pay these guaranteed contracts. And if all of a sudden you guarantee somebody $300 million and they fall off a curb and break their leg and they never play again, you still owe that gentleman $300 million. That's just the way those guaranteed contracts work. I think they're dumb in baseball. I think they're dumb in the National Football League. And look how Major League Baseball has changed with these guaranteed contracts, Josh. It's not been good for Major League Baseball as a whole. Now, the players, fine. They got their money. but for the overall goodness of the game, the guaranteed contracts have killed Major League Baseball. And the last thing an NFL team needs right now is dead weight in guaranteed contracts from a financial standpoint and from a roster standpoint as well. Imagine, if you will, for a second, if the Chiefs had a Carlos Santana or an Ian Kennedy contract that they had to pay out in NFL terms, and they couldn't take that guy off their roster because of the guaranteed money, and it prevented them from getting better, just like Carlos Santana is doing right now for the Royals. He's preventing the roster from getting better by being able to bring up Vinny Pasquantino or Nick Prado at that position because of the guaranteed money. He's preventing you from getting better as an organization. Do you want that in the National Football League? You don't want that in the NFL.
No, you want to be able to lop off the end year of just about everybody's contract.
It would handcuff the NFL, right? I like the fact that the NFL can get away from dead weight, and I hate that baseball can't, unless you're the Mets or the Yankees or the Dodgers, and then you can take a $40 million mistake, still have to pay it out, but it's a $40 million mistake. We'll just throw more money, you know, at that mistake. I don't want the NFL to go down that route because it doesn't only cost the teams cash, which I care less about, but it costs them about that roster spot, because there will be guys that stay on an NFL roster that are past their prime because they have guaranteed contracts, and it makes you weaker as an organization, just like Carlos Santana is doing for the Kansas City Royals right now.
Kirk Cousins got a fully guaranteed $84 million, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson's 230.
Yeah. Stupid.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. One, for the person, right? First and foremost, to me, the person. But also, does this open a door for others? And I know, like, the Ravens owner was like, whoa, I guess he might have Lamar Jackson knocking at the door.
Sure.
To say, give me the guaranteed money.
And as much as I love Lamar, I'm not guaranteeing a contract for a quarterback. I'm not guaranteeing the money for Patrick. I'm not guaranteeing for Tom Brady. I'm not guaranteeing for anybody.
You shouldn't.
Because, again, the worst case scenario is this guy gets guaranteed money, whoever it is. His play declines, and there's 3 years left of $30 million per year. Are you going to eat that as an NFL franchise? No.
As a quarterback, definitely not.
Right.
Because that's who's going to get, you know, the big money.
Yeah, but if your quarterback stinks. Then we're back to this cycle. Like, Kyler Murray, are you willing to, I'm not willing to give that guy a contract now, let alone guaranteed money in his contract, right?
No.
And so you got to let
everybody's
this thing
gonna
play out.
Everybody's going to get some guaranteed money, but not a fully guaranteed contract like this is. It opens up a very bad. I'm sure there were a ton of NFL teams really, really pissed at the Browns.
Oh, absolutely. And they should. Well, just for them being the Browns, though, too, for a lot of reasons, the rest of the league is pissed at them. But I just think from a roster standpoint, we talk about it all the time in baseball. And every year we can point to somebody on the Royals who we want to get rid of, but they have a contract that you have to let play out because you can't afford to buy them out. Because you don't want to afford to buy them out, that prevents you from doing something different, maybe to make your roster better. It happens on every baseball roster, and it would start happening in the NFL. And there is no way in hell the NFL should ever agree to fully guaranteed contracts for anybody on their roster.
Not unless it's negotiated. Like, it's not even negotiated.
The owners, that's a non-starter.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're just doing that of their own free will right now. The Browns just did it. So
again,
stupid.
You have to remember it's the Browns.
So stupid.
It's the
but
Browns.
They're also setting the precedent.
Well, yeah, they are, and that's a bad thing.
If you're the agent for the next guy, you go, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
This is the new thing.
That's exactly right.
Meanwhile,
I would say that's nice, not here.
Yeah. Meanwhile, another quarterback is back, actually going to be back this time. The Raiders are giving Colin Kaepernick a tryout.
Here you go, Oakland.
I like it.
Sure, give the guy a chance.
Go ahead and give him a tryout. That's fine. He shouldn't have been out of the NFL this long. But the fact is, he's been out of the NFL this long.
That's correct.
At this point in time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to debate the should he or shouldn't he. I believe he shouldn't have been. Like, he should. If he could play, he should have been playing.
But he was costing the league dollars.
Correct.
Now, if he did something like a Deshaun Watson, he'd be fine to go.
January 1st of 2017 was his last NFL game at any level.
Yeah,
right?
He didn't play in the XFL or anything.
And I encouraged him. Along the way, if you really want to play, show us you really want
to
play.
Go to that fan league and that where the guys are smoking the dubs on the field.
Playing in fan-controlled, play in AAF. Was that what AAF, American Alliance of Football, or whatever, the short-lived one? Play in the
you got to be more specific.
USFL, play in Canada. Play. I didn't believe he wanted to play for a long period of time.
No, he just wanted to play in the NFL.
Right?
He didn't care about playing. He wanted to be back in the NFL.
Who doesn't? But sometimes you got to take different steps. I think he probably should have done one of these other things just to see if he can play. But now Pro Football Talk specifically, tripping over themselves to tell you he can still play. Again, January 1st of 2017,
would you
his
take
last
any other
game.
Player in the world, if they came to you and they said, I haven't played since January 1st of 2017, it's May 26th of 2022, would anybody be clamoring for that player to get back on an NFL roster? No, you say you haven't played since 2017.
No.
Take care.
2017, January 2017, Pro Football Talk. Colin Kaepernick, with time to knock off the rust to prepare, would be better than any option the Seahawks, Panthers, and Texans currently have.
I mean, I don't buy that.
He'd be better than any quarterback that the Dolphins currently have. He'd probably or possibly win the job in Atlanta too. No, I don't believe it.
You can't say that. No.
I don't know how you convince yourself that a guy who hasn't thrown a pass in a real game
in 6 years
is better than any option those teams currently have.
Right.
I just don't. I'm glad he's getting a shot.
I am too.
I think it's great. Get a shot. Do I believe he's better than current sitting court? No, I really don't.
I don't either. I don't. No, not at all. You haven't played in 5 or 6 years. And here's my question and where my brain kind of went on this one. And we'll talk more with Ben Maller about it coming up at 7:15 because he's got the best conspiracy theory on this you ever did here. And I'll let him explain that at 7:15. But the thing that I look at is, okay, the Raiders are giving him a tryout, right? Fine. Great. Wonderful. What happens when the Raiders say, you're not good enough to make the team? Then are the Raiders going to be the ones that get dumped on because they didn't give
him a roster spot?
Yeah. Like, I feel like it's a no-win situation for the Raiders because they're giving him the opportunity, but if they find out the guy who hasn't played in 5 years just isn't good anymore and they decide not to put him on the roster, then the Raiders are going to get, you know, punched in the face by everybody on social media saying they're a bad organization because they didn't give Colin Kaepernick the opportunity to make a roster, which they did. They just saw him play and they realized, man, 5 years of rust is 5 years of rust, man.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Guy hadn't played 5 years.
So the Raiders have really put themselves in a bind. He's almost going to have to make the team. Yeah. And you know what? Based on Ben's theory, I wouldn't be surprised if he does make the team. And they're going to sell a lot of Kaepernick Raider jerseys, man. It's going to be a moneymaker for them.
I think Mahomes and Allen are going to meet their match versus Brady and Rodgers. And Tommy keeps it real on Mahomes. We'll get to that next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. On your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
I think Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are in a little bit of trouble.
Why do you say that?
I think they're going to get their butt kicked playing golf.
Okay.
They're taking on Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers for the match coming up on June 1st.
Right, right, right. That's June 1st?
Yeah, yeah.
That's next week.
Correct.
I thought this was in July.
Correct.
Oh, I must have missed the date on that one.
You
get your invite? Are you going to be sidelining that thing?
No, no.
With shoes?
Nope. I think they're going to meet their match, and they're definitely, I think, going to meet their match in the trash-talking department. I don't think that they're going to be able to hang with Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Well, nobody's going to be able to hang with Brady. Aaron Rodgers I don't know about, but I don't think Mahomes and Josh Allen could even together live up to the trash talk that Tom Brady's able to do.
So they did a media event or something yesterday that apparently only, like, two people attended. I don't know. There's no video out there yet, which I don't know because it sounds like it was pretty terrific. Aaron Rodgers says, I know they tried to make it the old guys versus the young guys. But I ask, who thought about this? You want to put the two best guys against the two worst guys? And that's not just conjecture. That's like facts. Like we're better than those two guys are.
Yeah.
And then the trash talking, they expect to be very good. But then Rodgers does go back in my day guy, which is pretty great.
Yeah.
When we started in the NFL, definitely when Brady started, when I started playing, there was actual real trash talk. Like guys trash talked each other and there was a lot of good S talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew who they were around the league. And now it's more buddy, buddy, you know, social media, follow each other, memes, this emoji S, and it's not the same. So when you talk about Kermit the Frog and Josh trying to S-talk me and Tom, a couple of old-school grizzled vets, come on.
Yeah.
He called him Kermit the
Frog. Kermit the
Frog.
Oh, no.
Dang.
Wow. Has Patrick responded to this yet?
So
Patrick should just tweet out the picture of Kermit drinking tea.
Roger said that Mahomes and Allen better get some comedians to help write them some material.
It's probably true.
Allen, though, retorted, I think once Tom's script from his team runs out of jokes, I don't think he's going to be able to really think on his feet like that.
Right. Yeah, probably not.
Allen says,
yeah.
I feel like I've got a lot of practice, just kind of wit and off the cuff stuff. I think Aaron's a little better in that aspect. But yeah, Tom's going to have his little note cards out there and he's going to run out eventually. And I don't think he's going to know what to do.
Yeah.
Which is pretty great.
I don't think that's going to be an issue, though. I really don't. And I hate to say this, like, Tom Brady can talk all this S, but Patrick can't even go scoreboard to Tom Brady on this one.
I know, and Tom's letting him know about this as well.
Like most people, Patrick can just go scoreboard, like, yeah, to Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, scoreboard.
Brady kind of playing right back. This is to Josh Allen initially. I will come prepared like I always do for everything, and you know it's different. Golf S talk's a little different than pro football S talk.
Mm-hmm.
Usually pro football S talk is you usually have to back it up. Josh really hasn't backed it up much on the football field in his career.
True.
Let's be honest, especially playing against me. I would say it's just going to look like what it's looked like for a long time against him and Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's played a lot of great games, he didn't really win the important ones. He's won a few of the other ones, but not the really important ones.
Yeah.
Damn.
That, you know what, though? And a
Tom
couple
of, slaying out here.
A couple of those important games, Josh,
yes,
he's lost to Tom Brady.
Yes.
Yeah, Tom Brady's got the ultimate scoreboard on Patrick
Mahomes. AFC Championship, yeah. Super Bowl. He's he's won some games against me, but
right.
Hey, the two biggest ones,
He did not win, no.
Tom Brady went scoreboard on Patrick Mahomes before a golf event.
After calling him Kermit the Frog.
Rodgers called him Kermit the Frog.
Him Kermit the Frog.
Brady went scoreboard. Brady got real.
Yeah, Brady did get real.
And back of the quarter, he's going real on you.
And look, you look at what Patrick Mahomes has accomplished in his first couple of years here in Kansas City. It's been the greatest thing that we've ever seen, right? But Tom Brady's not wrong about that. Patrick Mahomes in games that matter is 0-2 against Tom Brady, right? He's 0-2 against Tom Brady in the championship game here, the first one that they lost in overtime. And then in the Super Bowl, and for a half, at least in that championship game, Patrick Mahomes didn't play particularly well. And in the Super Bowl, Patrick didn't play particularly well. Now, he didn't have much of an offensive line that day, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. He lost the football game. He's 0-2 in games that matter against Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes is batting 50% in championship games and 50% in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady has the ultimate scoreboard, not just because he has more rings, but in games head-to-head, he's kicked his ass.
Mahomes, there's real pressure on the line. He might not get another opportunity in one of those games.
That's exactly right. He may never have a chance again in the Super Bowl to beat Tom Brady, because I don't know that the Buccaneers are ever going to get back there with Tom Brady.
I mean, pressure's on Pat on the field, not on the golf course. The golf course doesn't really matter. But
you know that's got to sting Patrick a little bit, right?
Yeah, because it's true.
Because it's true. Yeah, the truth is the one that always hurts. It's never about the made-up stuff.
This is talk with some teeth to it.
Yeah.
This isn't friendly barbs. This is, I do have the ultimate scoreboard against you. Remember?
Patrick, although he's played a lot of great games, he really didn't win the important ones. He's won a few of the other ones, but not the really important ones.
Man.
The ones against me.
Wow.
When it matters most, I got two, you got zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's nothing Patrick can say back to that. Well, yeah, but
no,
you're married to a supermodel. You have a moat. You have seven rings. You've got a $350 million television deal with Fox. I got nothing, man.
I got a Super Bowl too. Yeah, not against me. I don't know.
Not against me, but so that's great. You got a Super Bowl. I got six more. Like, there's nothing that Patrick Mahomes can, well, I made more money than you playing. Yeah, but I'm going to make more money sitting in a booth.
Yeah.
You know? So there's like not anything.
I'm going to make as much as you next year.
Yeah, doing nothing. So there's like nothing. Patrick's got nothing to come back.
It's a harsh truth.
And that's why we said that Super Bowl was so important to win, not only to win the Super Bowl and get that second Super Bowl, but to beat Tom Brady and to knock Tom Brady down. So you could at least say, well, yeah, but you know what? In the Super Bowl, I beat your ass. You may have beat me in the championship game, but I got you in the ultimate game. Patrick Mahomes has nothing in his arsenal right now that can top anything that Tom Brady has.
Tyreek left you, Patrick.
This could be fun. This could be fun.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be ultimate.
When is this? Tuesday?
Yes, the first.
Yeah. Yep. That's Tuesday.
Yes.
Nothing else going on Tuesday, right?
No.
All right. It's a good day to put it on there. Because, well, you know, these guys didn't want to give up July. Now, I think the Chiefs have an OTA or something. Is Patrick going to miss that? Or are we all going to lose our minds?
Wednesday. Yeah.
Do they have an OTA that day? Saddle up Matt Moore, baby. Let's go.
They've been doing Wednesday, Thursdays, right?
Yeah, so he's going to miss OTAs next week for this?
I suppose.
Oh, boy.
I suppose.
New wide receivers. Oh, like this.
NFL Network, be ready.
What channel is televising this game?
Can the Chiefs afford to... Patrick Mahomes missing snaps in OTAs.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Should be on TNT.
The text line is really funny TNT, right now. Talking about, you know, I mean, Patrick had a defense. He'd crush Tom Brady.
None of it matters.
I mean, you could just call him a cheater and go home. That's something you could say. No.
He has no comeback.
He has none. The Bucs were a touchdown away from going back, and so there's a chance for a rematch. I don't know. I think Tom Brady's
old.
Yeah.
There could be. I mean, I hope there is.
Are we forgetting that Tom has been on the receiving side of some of the best calls and bleeping calls you've ever seen in your life, i.e. butt fumble?
Doesn't matter.
Butt fumble.
Doesn't matter.
That had nothing to do with him. That was Sanchez.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can, doesn't matter. He's got those. He's got the head-to-head against you. None of the other stuff he did against other people matters.
Right.
This is head-to-head chatter.
Patrick can say all his accomplishments came in his first 4 years. I think Tom had 2 Super Bowl championships in his first 4 years as a starter, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, let's be honest, though. Really only 2 people have stuff on Brady, Eli and Nick Foles, pretty much, because there was a comment from the Mannings last week that Tom Brady would have 10 rings if it wasn't for the Manning family. And he's probably right about that. 10 rings, 2 to Eli and 1 to Peyton, if it wasn't for the Manning family.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's nice that they'll be playing, you know, Tampa Tom in the regular season. That's great and fine.
Yeah. And if they beat him, it's going to be nice, but it's not.
You need a postseason matchup.
Yeah.
You actually need the Bucs to be in the Super Bowl and beat them.
Yeah.
To ever get that ultimate satisfaction of it, because nothing else compares.
Right.
You have no shot against him unless you get him again in a Super Bowl.
Like Sinead O'Connor said, nothing compares
to
you.
Maybe you want to get him in the Super Bowl again. Just give yourself a chance. I want Mahomes to be on the scoreboard in that game that matters.
But do you really want to face Tom Brady again in the Super Bowl?
Not week 4 at Tampa.
Do you really want to face Tom Brady in the Super Bowl again?
Beat the best? No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't care. I'd rather play the Gabbert.
I would like a shot at that. Yeah,
you would,
because the time's dwindling. You're not gonna.
What if you lose again though?
Well, then you'll never get it against him. I know.
Yeah.
But I want that shot, because now I know you're 0-2 in the real good ones.
In the games that matter, you're 0-2 against Tom
Brady. I'd rather
take
that last one, even if he's 48 years old and it's head-to-head and you got him and you beat him and let's go.
And then he's sitting back having tea on the sidelines and saying, you're 0-3 against me. I don't ever want to see Tom Brady in the Super Bowl again. I'm just going to be honest with you, man. Like, give me anybody but Tom Brady right now. I don't want it.
We
had our chance.
Give him to me.
Give me somebody else, anybody, and give me somebody while I'm waiting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.